This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, October 19th. Wheat markets yesterday basically were just sideways to slightly lower for the session. We saw much more pressure coming into corn and soybeans, especially soybeans, but the wheat markets were drug lower by that as well. But for the week, we basically been still stuck in this fairly narrow trading range that we've seen over the last 3 weeks or so. Started out a little bit firm on Monday, and then we basically given that up as we work our way through the week. Minneapolis started out to be the stronger market. It has since pulled back a little bit against the winter wheats, but I think in the bigger picture, Minneapolis will continue to pull away from the other winter wheats. Kansas City ultimately, I think, will be a mover higher against Chicago in the long term. In the short term, wouldn't surprise me at all to see Chicago gain against Kansas City. As harvest kicks in Australia, we see what their crop is, their inability to service the Southeast Asian markets. That's going to come back to the United States for soft red winter wheat, soft white wheat. So that's a market that will be supported because of the absence of Australian supplies in the world pipeline. But by the end of this marketing year, I think it's going to be Kansas City that really starts to move. My guess is that once we get the plantings report behind us in late January, as far as winter wheat plantings, then we'll see how much work the market has to do to get more acres in. And that, of course, would fall on spring wheat acres. With the heavy rains that we've seen across the southern and central plains, and even some planting delays in the northern plains, it would be difficult to get an increase in winter wheat acres this year. I think it'll be a win just to be on par with last year, which wasn't a big winter wheat planting year. So you have a market that clearly is indicating it wants more wheat acres. And yet around the world, the major areas, weather has really not accommodated that. In Europe, in the Black Sea, it's been dry, which is continuation of the drought that we saw through the growing season. Here in the U.S., it was too wet across many of those areas. So I think there could be some surprises showing up in the winter wheat plantings report. And again, that's late January, so it's a long time down the road, but that could be, I think, the stimulus that kind of kicks into high gear the Kansas City-Chicago spread. In the meantime, anytime we've seen Kansas City gain 1 or 2 cents against Chicago, within a day, or well, a couple days, it loses that. So I think Chicago isn't ready to give it up yet. Number one, you've got this bull market in wheat from a fundamental perspective, just across the whole wheat space, that longer term, you're in a longer term bull market. So the hedge funds and the big traders, they're going to go into the Chicago market primarily. That is what is continuing to underpin the Chicago market. Also, with kind of the more bearish developments developing in soybeans in particular, but even with corn becoming more neutral, if you want to be bullish in the grain complex, you kind of got to look to wheat. So if you are on the other side of those spreads, if you've been long bean, short wheat, long corn, short wheat, which is a very common trade among the big traders, you've got to get out of that. And you've got to also flip that over if you want to be long the grain space. So it's wheat that is the bull market. Soybeans clearly are not, as obviously with trade issues here in the United States with China, but also with the impending crops coming in Argentina and Brazil. It's looking more and more like you'll get the plantings are going in very good shape. The El Nino developing is going, typically would suggest good weather, a lot of rain, and good growing weather across the South American grain belt, which bodes well for big yields coming out of Brazil and Argentina. Brazil's going to ramp up soybean plantings. We're just going to be swimming in soybeans worldwide. Here in the United States, we're looking at just monster carryover. And in Brazil, they're looking at a monster crop. It's early too, true, but the crop's getting planted well, and the weather looks good longer term. So, you know, it's hard to get bullish the row crops with that kind of outlook. So if you're going to be bullish the grains, or if you're going to come into the grain space because equities are looking a little shaky, or inflation you feel is going to ramp up, you want to get into commodities, you want to diversify in agriculture, wheat's going to be where you go. So I think that this longer-term bull market in wheat is well established. The fundamentals clearly are there. We see Russia starting to become more of a minimal impact. FOB offers for Jan-Feb delivery are already above Germany and the United States Gulf, hard red. So there you go. If you're a buyer looking for wheat for delivery in the winter, it's not likely going to be Russia. It's not likely going to be Europe for very long either. That's to say that they're above Germany. I mean, Germany's been elevated throughout, you know, the fall because of the poor crop that they had. This is the time window where we expect U.S. exports to really kick into high gear. Not only is it difficult to move wheat out of the Black Sea during the winter, their supplies are going to be very tight, especially of high-quality milling wheat. They've already had trouble delivering those specs. Government is inspecting those shipments. It's slowing down the shipments, and that's the government's way of probably just slowing down the movement, the exodus of wheat out of the country. So there's a lot going on in this wheat space. It's been very subdued for the last couple months. These fundamentals have been around for months, but the Russian exporters have been aggressive because they know the government's going to do something to shut off these exports once they get to around 25 million tons and certainly up to the 30 million mark, that it's going to be, the door is going to close on those exports. Already they're pushing about 13 million tons that have already left the country. So as far as what sales are on the books, it's hard to say. But again, with the offers that deep into the winter above competitors' offers, it pretty much says that the exporters don't expect that they're going to get that business. Now, winter wheat planting conditions around the rest of the world, we continue to see dryness in Europe and the Black Sea region, and it's obviously getting pretty late to be getting winter wheat planted, much less established before their winter comes. So, you know, even if you presume just a normal winter, there's going to be stress to the crop. With the dryness that's developed, you know, you kind of lean toward there won't be as much snow cover across Europe or the Black Sea. You get these cold snaps. It really exposes the wheat to winter kill with those kinds of conditions. So we'll see what happens. It's just a matter of working our way through that, through the winter, and just seeing what Mother Nature dishes up. Export sales, 476,000 tons. That was within the range of estimates. The big sale, of course, was spring wheat, 277,000 tons. That took up 58% of the total exports sales. Bangladesh took 180 of the hard red spring wheat. Corn and soybeans had a very poor performance in export sales. Corn, 382,000. That was half of the low end of the range of estimates. Soybeans, the same thing, 294,000 tons. That was half of the low end of the range of estimates. Now, hopefully that's just a one-off thing, but if this continues, we're going to continue to see pressure, obviously, in corn and beans as harvest kicks in and it's got no place to go. That's going to be a problem. And it could offer some drag on wheat, but again, I think that it's a matter of flipping those spreads over and getting long the wheat space and short soybeans. Likely corn, I think, will be in a trading range. That's a market that will move back and forth, I think, within a fairly well developed range. Wheat is in a narrow range over the last couple weeks, but I think that will break out to the upside, and then it will just be kind of a stair step type of bull market that develops across the wheat space. So that wraps it up for the wheat commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.